The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Listening to you.
To me, I just actually signed the book of condolence there a few short minutes ago in City Hall, in the heart of the city. And I suppose I had the honour of being mayor of Limerick in 2007 and putting a call through to Terry Wogan's home to offer him the title of Freeman of Limerick, which is the highest honour the city can bestow upon an individual. And I recalled yesterday upon hearing the news of Sir Terry's untimely passing, I just recalled the fond memories of that ceremony, granting him the Freeman of Limerick, and Terry flying over to accept the award and the celebratory event that evening. And just looking back on some photographs yesterday and some newspaper clippings of that event, you know, and I had subsequently met him on a few occasions after that as well. But there's a huge sense of loss, I think, a sense of disbelief and a huge sense of sadness around Limerick today that one of our greatest sons, one of our famous sons, has sadly passed away.
Some people, and I put this to Councillor Marion, who was on earlier on the programme with me, some people, they're still pointing it out here, that he was fonder, more fond of being a man from England as opposed to being a man from Ireland. Is that fair commentary?
Look, what I would think is, I mean, Terry spent the earlier part, he was born in Limerick, and he spent the earlier part of his childhood in Limerick. He went to school in Crescent College. He played rugby in Limerick. Of course, Limerick is renowned for its rugby. In fact, it's renowned as a sporting city. But, I mean, what Terry would often say publicly is, Limerick never left me. My identity is Limerick. And I know over the many years before and after assuming the title as Freeman of Limerick, Terry was always at the end of a phone call to do a piece to camera, to do a voiceover clip, if there was a promotion campaign or a branding or marketing campaign being undertaken by the city council to promote the city. You know, Terry was always there to help in whatever way he could. So, look, I mean, he was a legend, he's an icon. There's many, many accolades being attributed to Terry Wogan between yesterday and today. What I will say is that, above all, I think Terry never forgot his native city of Limerick. He never forgot his roots. And he would often comment on the city of Limerick at any opportunity he could to promote his city and to defend his city when others were willing to attack it for whatever reason. So, you know, my sympathies and my thoughts today are with his wife Helen, his sons, his daughter, his immediate family, and his many, many wide circle of friends and radio and TV listeners and viewers over the years. It's a sad day.
Yeah, totally. And I couldn't believe it when I heard it yesterday. Joe, one of the interesting points about up this part of the world is, you know, Hollywood here can forever argue that maybe they've got the best golfer in the world, and there'll be many debates and discussions in the years ahead about whether or not Rory McIlroy turns out to be the best golfer in the world. It's a great topic over a pint wherever you happen to be. And it's the same with Terry Wogan. You could argue that he was possibly, maybe not, but possibly the best broadcaster in the world.
I suppose you could, and maybe there's others more qualified than me, to be fair, who could make a call on that. What I would say is, I mean, Limerick, you know, has a relatively medium-sized city. We've been very fortunate to produce some great Limerick men and women, from the sporting giant of Paul O'Connell, you know, to the business supremo of J.P. McManus, to the literary giant of Frank McCourt or Kate O'Brien. I mean, the list goes on. And obviously, Terry Wogan, we've been very fortunate to produce famous Limerick men and women who've gone on to excel in their respective careers. And but yesterday and today and the days and weeks ahead up until Terry's funeral should be about Terry Wogan, reflecting on the life of Terry. And I suppose celebrating the life, because he has spoken publicly himself saying that he had a wonderful life. And I think this should be, you know, while there's a deep sense of sadness amongst particularly obviously his family, but throughout the city of Limerick today, I think it's also an opportunity at an occasion like this to reflect on what was a great life and the contribution that Terry made and the many, many people and indeed organisations that he touched and helped and assisted throughout his life.
Couldn't argue with that, Councillor Letton. Thanks for coming on the programme. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's Councillor Joe Letton, the man who invited Terry Wogan back some years ago to be the free man of his home.